Say who I am. Say. Say, it repeated soundlessly. Say, it was the doing of the thing. The road back to the town centre passes bungalows and flats built in the 1960s, then a copse, a bridge, a roundabout and a garage. This road once sliced a section through the copse, dividing the trees, shrubs and ivy which rise up on either side, flanked by grey railings. A red crisp packet is lying at the foot of a stump, and in its austere brightness renders the scene timeless, digital, lacking the qualities of degradation. Sherbet straws lying in the gutter, neon and particular. Low breeze block walls dividing shallow front gardens. Say who I am. Ducks walk and defecate on the concrete path, a grey strip by the river that in its ribbed and uneven state recalls its molten stage. Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, recalls its molten stage, and the paws of a cat do too. The perimeter fence of the builder's merchant sunk below the level of the pavement. Round and about, weedy thickets growing up, some bramble and some couch grass. In the street behind the demolition of a garage, the temporary fencing studded with bright signs affixed with cable ties in red and yellow. Great piles of rubble and half-torn down walls, broken off chunks of masonry edged with cement. Along the old road, steep and narrow, leaf-lined, stark and cold, a tractor passing, then a car. The town standing below, breaking the brown and grey of fields beyond the hedge behind the rill of trees. 10:18 a.m. The road unmarked, blind pockets and passing places. A farm has its entrance set against the road outbuildings facing off strangers. Another, the second on the right-hand side within a mile, offers a long, blank track. Wood pigeons clatter heavily, blackbirds starting fly low and call in warning, rooks and crows hold off distantly. The calls of the unvoiced approach spring up loud and wordlessly, ringing against footsteps, chiming against twigs broken and gates opened. Rubble next to a tumble-down wall in the yard, a scree of cement. The crowning piece, smallish, fruitcake-sized, gives the hands a rusty colour. blackbird's sound rising up, blackbirds disturbing leaves for worms hop deeper into the undergrowth. Wood pigeons clamber heavily to more distant perches. Crows take off blackly in listless abandon. Opening the door with the golden Yale awkwardly braced under the rock on the beige carpet, the rock deposits a fine dust as it is set down and then removed to a low table with a newspaper to sit on. 11:08 a.m. "4:50 p.m. The dark falls over the surface of the rock. Some last light picks up particles of something crystalline and bright within and moves on. A masculine face appears at the window, writing its breath onto the glass. Streams run from the condensation. The face withdraws and takes up its place round the front at the doorbell. The bell picks up, stumbling, gaining purchase, then ringing ceaselessly in continual expectation of silence. The door open a foot or so and Colin still leans on the bell like an arse. Colin shakes himself and pushes past into the house. What the hell's that? The rusty rock tested with his kneading hands, tossed up and replaced heavily with a wandering eye which scans the room. He says, "I can see you in here, mate," looking back at the dark window where nothing more moves in the small garden. He says, "I can see you in here," laughing absently. He sits down on the pink chair, arms on the armrests, fingers curled over the ends. He says, "Didn't you see me out there earlier, huh?" He says, "And didn't you hear my ringing, friend?" lifting up a corner of the newspaper and then replacing it. He says, "Anyway, here now, aren't I?" conciliatorily to the silence. A dread rhetorical loop is revving up. He says, "Both here now, aren't we?" "7:59 p.m. Jogging with the rock held under the arm, a wide black sleeve covering it partially, jogging slowly as it presses against the lungs.